When you speak of cheap oil, do you not mean it's a good quality product yet is inexpensive?
If you put it in the frame of it being a incredibly damaging drug, you could say that it's quality for the money, but the problem is that the consequences are that the enjoyment of this planet is despoiled by its presence.
Well, when we speak about these kinds of things, I think we should mention the fact that there was a 9.2 Richter scale earthquake that happened in the Indian Ocean last December 26th. I believe knocked the planet 2 degrees off of its axis. Would the weather patterns of late be related to that particular incident?
That's beyond my comprehension. I don't think that we have tilted planet Earth to any appreciable extent by those disruptions of the skin of the Earth. It's a rather skinny skin compared to the scale of the momentum of this planet. But the cause and effect, you know, we have been doing tests on the upper ionosphere, the affecting film of the Earth that generates our weather patterns. And we've done this with huge electromagnetic pulsing at certain frequencies that resonate with that ionosphere.
Do these particular waves bounce back and into the ice polar cap?
They vibrate through everything. They were first developed at these low frequencies. It's 10 hertz, 10 beats a second. And it goes through the Earth. They can actually communicate with submarines deep in the ocean with these deep pulses. It's the only frequencies that seem to respond. And the irony is that those ionospheric frequency domain is actually the same as our alpha waves.
Could you explain alpha waves for those that may not know what an alpha wave is?
Well, when we put sensors on brains many decades ago, we discovered that there was certain frequencies of pulse that were generated.
These are electronic pulses?
Electronic pulses. And the alpha wave is characterized by our deeper states of sleep or meditation or contentedness. Not surprising, because what we're doing is synchronizing ourselves with the pulse of the Earth.
And during all this, we have to sustain ourselves somehow through a food supply chain and clothing and other elements that we consider necessities. In providing ourselves with that, in terms of a retail, wholesale, and resource-driven market, how can we better use our resources so consumers don't ruin the chances for our future generations?
The amount of consumption of non-renewable resources on the planet are not what the average human being on the planet consumes. It is primarily the Western world, the developed world, the capitalist success stories that have been the primary devoiders of the planet of its depleting resources.
So I'm getting a sense that those in charge of the financial aspects on an economic level are indeed responsible for our inability to control ourselves and be tempted by merchandise or resources that should better be left alone and preserved for the future.
Yeah, this is now going global. It was a self-inducing, self-feeding mechanism. We generated a notion of creating enterprises called corporations that were supposed to be the equivalent of citizens, in fact, whose goal it was to do massive exploitation. And this proposition turns out to resonate very well with our tribal instincts. So the notion that we would have an alpha Homo sapien that would direct the forces of the tribe to generate certain results, the corporation fit that like a glove, and here we go. Consequences are that the game is going to be over relatively shortly. I mean, we have gone through much more quickly than previous civilizations this notion that we could collectivize and have one rule all, and destroyed themselves in the doing of that. This time it's planet Earth. There's no frontier.
So in actuality, what I can gather from our conversations is that the element of greed in the human condition is responsible for the masses to become consumers of themselves.
Yep, we are the enemy. The strangeness is that most of us don't fundamentally feel that way. In fact, the healthy member of a tribe is constantly looking at ways that our relationship with each other is a positive reciprocal one of mutual support. For some reason, we have a propensity, and I don't understand this, for selecting amongst ourselves a leader, whether it's democratically or by the bloodlines and the acceptance of a monarchic structure. We are prepared to take a totally aberrant state of affairs from on high and participate in it, warfare being the most obvious manifestation, but certainly the way we treat each other in the workplace, in our personal lives, is indeed reflective of the way that we have chosen our leaders.